USA Radio News with Wendy King.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says he's not stepping down as the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, despite word of his resignation. Attorney General Bill Barr says he wants someone in that office that he trusts to handle sensitive cases. 2 months ago, he appointed the U.S. Attorney in Brooklyn as the person to handle all Ukrainian matters. At that time, he knew that Berman was already investigating President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and his associates. The Justice Department announced the president planned to nominate the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission to Berman's post, but Jake Clayton has never been a prosecutor. Colorado's governor has signed into law a bill to remove the shield of legal immunity that has long protected police officers from civil suits for on-the-job misconduct. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump said Friday he plans to continue his effort to dismantle the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program, or DACA, just one day after the Supreme Court blocked his attempts to do so. The High Court ruled on Thursday by a vote of 5-4 that the Department of Homeland Security's effort to end DACA was arbitrary and illegal under the Federal Administration Procedure Act. President Trump tweeted, "The Supreme Court asked us to resubmit on DACA. Nothing was lost or won. We will be submitting enhanced papers shortly in order to properly fulfill the Supreme Court's ruling and request." 3 years ago, the president announced plans to wind down the DACA program, saying it would give Congress a chance to pass reasonable immigration reform. The acting head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services said the administration was starting the process over to end the program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A new company that's partnered with NASA says rockets aren't the only way to head to space. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
As more and more Americans look to the promise of going into space someday, the newest entry into the growing field says it will use giant hydrogen balloons launched from the Kennedy Space Center rather than rockets to give people a view of the stars from the stratosphere. Space Perspectives observation capsule would reach about a third of the way to outer space, though passengers would be able to see the blackness above and observe the curvature of the Earth. The new startup's founders, though, say they have funding only to mount a maiden uncrewed test flight that is scheduled for early next year.
The policies on police body cameras are being audited. USA's John Hunt has more.
The Justice Department's Inspector General's Office said an audit will review the policies on body cameras for federal law enforcement officers, evaluate whether or not the cameras have been used since a pilot program was announced in October, and will also assess plans to expand their use among federal agents and task force officers. It comes months after the Justice Department announced a pilot programming allowing federally deputized task force officers to use body-worn cameras while serving arrest warrants or making planned arrests. The Justice Department's former rules had prohibited federal agents from wearing cameras and barred local officers from wearing them during joint operations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.